Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Living Lovely Podcast with Amanda Louise. Hi, I'm your host, Amanda. Today, we are going to be doing a little bit of a Q&A episode featuring my twin brothers, Adam and Andrew. So they are going to be hopping in a little bit, but I'm going to start out the episode by myself with the highs, lows, my favorite of the week, and my goal of the week. So first, we're going to start with the lows and on the highs. This week's low, I think, is kind of just the same as last week's. We are still stuck in quarantine, and I think this is going to persist for quite a bit longer. It's absolutely totally necessary, but it's just that doesn't make it any easier. So I'm also just really still lacking motivation. I've gotten a bunch of stuff done for YouTube, and I've been really motivated in that sense. However, schoolwork-wise, it's a bit of a struggle for me right now. I'm finding it really hard to sit down and get my work done. I'm kind of leaving everything to the last minute. I'm definitely procrastinating quite a bit, and it's only going to stress me out. So hopping into the goal really quick, my goal for this week is just to hopefully be more concentrated, get more schoolwork done, don't get behind. And hopefully that will happen because I'm stressing myself out and I need to find the motivation in here somewhere. Another goal that I'm actually going to be starting on Wednesday is to post on Instagram for 30 days straight. So this is going to be a little bit more of a long-term goal. And I'm also going to be doing a 30 days of like self-love or self-care. I joined a group on Facebook and this girl created this kind of like digital self-love book, and I'm really excited to do it. I think it's gonna be really good. I feel like I'm someone that, you know, is very in tune with like my needs and like listening to like my true self and, you know, all that. But I do think that sometimes it's nice to just kind of like focus on specific things. Each day for the 30 days has a different goal for the day, and it's just like really to make yourself happy and like make yourself feel good. So I'm really excited to be doing that. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast and in a swipe up on my story on Instagram if you guys want to do it as well. I think it's gonna be really nice, and it'll be a nice refresh, I feel like, especially because we're all going through this really weird time right now. I think we all kind of need it a little bit. So also, I hope you guys cannot hear the fan on my computer going. I'm trying to like upload like videos. I'm trying to import footage for videos. So I really hope that you can't hear that. But so that is like kind of my low mixed in with my goal for this week. And then my high for this week is that I did get a lot of YouTube stuff done, and I'm getting really inspired for that. I feel like I have content that I'm excited to film, and I've been enjoying filming and like getting stuff done. So yeah, that's definitely a high, because I feel like for a while I was just in this rut where I wasn't motivated to do anything, and I, you know, wasn't inspired to create new content and stuff. So I am very excited, that I'm kind of in a groove with that right now. It might seem like you guys are waiting around for content, but I have been working on content like every single day, for this past week and a half-ish. So I'm very happy with that. The stuff takes a lot of work. But I'm putting in the work every day, getting stuff done slowly but surely. And so I hope you guys are excited about that. I'm excited about it. And yeah, I just want to get out as much as I can for you guys, because I feel like now I have this opportunity to, and I want to take full advantage of that. So, all right. And then for the last part of this intro, I'd say my favorite for right now is TikTok, which I'm sure you guys were not expecting me to say. For the longest time, I was like anti-TikTok. I was like, I'm not downloading it. I'm not making an account. I'm not doing anything. And now I'm kind of hooked. I've posted like a few TikToks. None of them I'm that proud of. I definitely need to put some more work in. But like, for dancing for 15 years, these dances are tricky to learn. I've never been like a quick learner. I have like the worst memory ever. So for me, I'm like practicing these things for hours, like trying to get them right. And then I'm very critical of myself. So I have like 15 saved in my drafts, and I'm like, I'm not posting them until it's perfect. And I know it's not gonna ever be perfect. So, but that's definitely my favorite right now. If you guys want to follow me, head on over to TikTok at AmandaLouiseYT. Yeah, that's, I guess, the favorite. So I am going to go grab my brothers. We are going to hop into this week's episode. I had you guys submit questions on my Instagram, and we're just going to go through and answer everything you want to know about them. And here they are. All right, you guys, I am now back with my brothers. We're going to go head over to Instagram, and we're just going to like read off the questions, and they're going to answer them. But first, I'm going to have them introduce themselves a little bit, because a lot of questions were kind of like background info, like their names, how old they are, if they're in college, where they go, things like that. So who wants to start?
I'll go first. I'm Adam, 5'7". Thanks, Mom and Dad. I go to Western Connecticut State University. Planning on going to UConn next year. Go UConn. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. And I'm the same, except my name's Drew.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, my brothers are twins. A lot of people were asking if you guys are identical. What do you say to people when people ask you that?
Pretty much. No problem.
Just go with it.
Like, we've always said, like, we're almost positive they are, but we've never actually had them tested because it's actually, like, really expensive to have them, like, actually tested. But we think they're mirror image, like, identical twins. So, like, one of their hair parts on one side, the other parts on the opposite. They each have, like, a mole on the opposite, like, cheek.
I don't even get why it matters. Like, it's just, like, we popped out at the same time.
No, but, like, it's cool for other people. Yeah. Like, it might not seem like it to you guys, but, like, it's cool.
Like, when we were growing up and we were losing teeth, we would lose teeth on opposite sides of the mouth. Like, just crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, like, if like they would sleep at night, their beds would be, like, on the opposite sides, and one would be facing, like, they'd be, like, just mirror imaging each other. It was, like, really weird. My mom would say that she would, like, go in, and they'd be both, they'd both be in, like, weird positions doing the exact same thing, like, in opposite directions. It was, like, really crazy, so... All right, so I feel like that covers the basics. Then I'm just going to go through things. Some of them might be, like, kind of not in a great order, but it'll just be easier to track if I go in order. So, what is your favorite thing about one another? I don't know if that's asking about all of us or, like, you two or, like, what. See, they're not emotional, lovey people, so half these questions are not going to have an answer to them.
I mean, like, I don't know, like...
Let's turn
it over. I have nothing to say.
He looked kind of cute.
Someone asked who's older.
Who's older by a minute?
Yeah.
The chinchillas are currently, like, tearing their cages apart right now, so hopefully you guys can't hear that, but you probably can, because this thing picks up everything. We already answered what college you guys were going to and which school. Someone asked what you're majoring in.
Marketing, but if I transfer to
UConn... Maybe you should say your name.
Yeah, I'm Drew again. So right now it's marketing, but if I end up getting into UConn, which would be nice to hear back from them, like, you know, like, any day
they
now.
They probably have your decision online. Did you look?
I've looked, so...
Huh.
Papa contacted the people at admissions again. But if I transfer to UConn, it's either going to be economics or accounting. Hopefully accounting.
So. And then me, Adam, I'm an economics major going to UConn. And I plan to either be like a finance manager or maybe go into the stock market or something along the lines of that.
Yes. Okay. Do you spend a lot of time together, and do you get along? I think this is, like, kind of, like, for all of us.
No. Not really. I mean, like, for both of them, like...
You guys are inseparable.
Well, that's because we have no choice. We live in the same room. We do everything.
You do everything together. You have the same friend group, like, you go to the same school or whatever, so, like, they do a lot together, but we don't, like, spend a lot of time together ever.
We're always within, like, 10 feet of each other. There's just a wall between us.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. A lot of people were wondering if you guys have ever switched places, like pretended to be each other, especially like in school.
There was one time, what grade was it? I think it was sixth grade.
One of your teachers.
Yeah, my math teacher in sixth grade, Mrs. Wilson, that was her name. She had me go get Drew and switch places with him to see if like the students would notice. And like at that point, we had already like grown up pretty much our whole lives with the kids in our class, so they kind of picked it up right away. But
she told us to like strip down in like the middle of the hallway and like switch out clothes. Like, it was creepy.
Stop! No swearing.
Oh my bad.
No swearing. They have bad mouths. I apologize in advance. Let's see. They a lot of people are asking if you're protective over me, but like, we're not really close, and I'm so much older. I feel like it would be different if, like, they were
now
older.
Like, we have, like, I've like gone to the protective mall. Like, boys, because you've been dating the same guy for, like, 6 years, so.
Yeah.
What is it, 7?
Almost 7.
Yeah, we were, like, what, 11, 12 when you started dating him, so.
I mean, what? When I was 16, I had to go to the mall with you when you were, like, 19. So mom didn't want you to get kidnapped.
Yeah, my mom doesn't like me going in public by myself, so sometimes they'll accompany me, but that's kind of it. Yeah, they've never really had a reason to be protective. I feel like everything that happened in my life that they could have been protective over, they were, like, 10 at the time, and so, like, they weren't threatening to anyone, so, yeah. Let's see. Someone said they have twin brothers too. That's super dope. Cool. Sick. How is it like growing up with Amanda as your older sister?
She's quiet. She doesn't do anything. She just yells. She'll talk about, you know, like,
she's quiet. She doesn't do anything. She just yells.
She yell like the only time you ever talk is when you're yelling at somebody, you know, no. Like,
well, I mean, that's just reason. When there's a certain topic that Amanda feels, we'll say, strongly about, she will definitely insert her opinion when needed, such as, like, offensive words to people, maybe, or,
yep.
Or I don't know how she feels about, and say, like, maybe the coronavirus, I don't know. Just things like that. But other than that, like, I don't know, every teenager spends a lot of time in their room. That's just, like, how it is.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Oh, but, like, I feel like it would be funny to talk about, like, when we were even younger.
How we would, like, play school.
We, like would teacher. Play, like, Zoe 101. We pretend that we were, like, on campus, and we, like, pretend we had a locker and stuff, and we'd, like, walk around with, like, our books and stuff. And I always wanted a younger sister. And so, when we were really young, I had, like, a Hannah Montana wig for Halloween, and, like, they had longer hair. So I used to, like, dress them up as girls when they were really little, and my parents would get so mad at me. They'd freak out, but when they'd be at work, I'd be doing it. I'd be like, don't tell mom, don't tell mom. But, yeah, we definitely, like, hung out and did more things when we were younger, but I feel like...
Yeah.
That's kind of normal.
So, what we used to do when we were younger, too, is we used to plan out little heists. We used to get a baby... we were babysat by a grandmother, and she'd make us dinner every night. And she was very anal about us only eating the dinner. And, like, if you were going to have a snack, you were going to have, like...
One goldfish.
Two goldfish. Something, you know, minuscule. Like, you're not taking the bag up to your room. You're taking a little bowl.
Yeah.
So, we used to, like, you know, one of us go downstairs and distract her, and then, like, the other ones would, like, sneak in, you know, like, crawl into the kitchen.
Yep.
One person would go around the corner and, like, pretend to be hurt, and then Grammy would go over there, and then the other two would go get the food while Grammy was helping the other one.
Oh, Grammy. Gotta love her.
I love Grammy.
Let's see. Oh, I feel like we should also say how many years apart. Ooh, geez, oh, did that
yeah.
hurt?
No, I'm good.
I feel like we should also say how many years apart we are, because I feel like that's, like, a big question. I feel like someone might have asked it, but it might be further down.
Three.
We're 3 years apart. So I'm, 21, about to turn 22, and they're 18, about to turn 19. So, they're freshmen in college right now, and I'm a senior. So we were like, I feel like 3 years doesn't seem like it's like a big difference, but it is. I feel like when you're, I don't know, when you get to like high school and stuff.
It doesn't seem like a big difference. And then you look at it and it's like the difference between freshman and senior year. Like that's kind of.
It is. Yeah. So like yeah. We were never really in school together. I think we rode the bus like 1 year the same together. I was a senior in high school when they were in freshman in high school, you know. And
Amanda was the only one that followed the rule of not being able to drive anybody in your car for the first 6 months of having your license. So
I'm a rule follower, what can I say?
Yeah, so for the first half of the year of freshman year, we had to take the bus.
I was not about to lose my license.
Oh, my God.
Mom, no, you didn't even take the bus.
No, Mom drove to school.
Well, you had to take it home.
Well,
I also had senior option, so I left early.
You had senior option. Didn't you have senior option second?
I had both. Both semesters.
Well, it would have been nice for you to pick us up.
Sorry, I was not about to lose my license. You already said what you're majoring in college. Let's see. What did you both want to be when you were little? Like, what did you think you wanted to be when you grew up?
A mechanic. And then you realize the money's not there.
Yeah, probably a farmer.
A farmer?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to ask what your fave pet is.
You want to answer that one first, Adam? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I could answer wisely. Just go with the basic chinchilla answer.
Yeah, so
or
if you guys
go with Zach, but
yeah, if you guys don't know, we literally have a zoo. The boys have two chinchillas. One of them just like ran up and down when she heard that. I have a guinea pig, but he's like mine. We have a dog, two cats, goldfish. We got it all. So the chinchillas are like theirs. So I feel like that's like the obvious answer.
Yeah, chinchillas are dope.
Their names are Munchkin and Lulu. Yeah. They're really cute.
Yeah, Lulu's more open now, but like Munchkin's turned into like a
she's
diva.
Going through a phase.
She is going
she's
through
like,
a big
she
phase.
She won't let you touch her.
So she doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little grumpy.
Yeah.
Someone asked fave workout if applicable.
My favorite workout happens to be putting my feet up and grabbing the TV remote.
Yep, or like raising a Coca-Cola can to the
that
lips.
That motion between putting your hand in the chip bag and then up to your mouth.
It's really a good one.
Yeah.
I think we all have that in common right now, especially in quarantine. Someone asked if you're into video games. Let me answer that one real quick. The boys and I, our rooms are right next to each other. We're literally like split between their like closet wall. Like their inside their closet is like the other side to my wall. And they have the doors off of their closet. So like I think the builder of our house made that wall like extra thin because they were like, oh, it's inside the closet. Like it doesn't need to be well insulated. So basically it's like a piece of paper is in between our rooms. And I can hear everything. And right now their sleep schedule is like 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. So they stay up all night long screaming, talking with their friends on the phone, or I don't even know, playing video games. So like, yes. Yep, they do. They play video games.
Yeah. So the favorite's probably Fortnite right now, but
Rocket League
plays a close second, and third's probably like MLB The Show 19.
Okay.
So, but 20 came out, so 20 is coming out. No, 20 did come out. It was supposed to come out at the end of
March. It's out, guys. Get it now.
It is. I think it is.
No. Fave food.
Chicken fingers, probably.
Probably a cheeseburger.
They eat like they're like 5 years old still. Every time they go out, they just get chicken fingers.
I get a cheeseburger every time I go out.
Okay, Adam still eats like he's five. What's your favorite thing to do in free time?
Lily,
why Lily's like
Probably play video games or like hang out with my friends. Oh, go golfing. Shout out to Matt. Matt, we're gonna go golfing soon.
When
not
this
like
quarantine
he's ever
is
going
over.
To watch this.
He ain't getting out of the house until this is over.
He's outside today. His brake caliper's locked up again in the front.
Oh, I'm sure they all want to hear about that. Would you like to say more?
No. Well, I mean, he thinks that they locked up, both his front brake calipers locked up, but, like,
he's just stupid.
Exhilarating topic. Okay, favorite sport, either to play or watch, I guess you could say.
Baseball.
Baseball, to play. Probably to watch would be football. And then, I mean, golf is also fun, but, like, I don't know. It's not like I played that, like, as an actual sport.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Drew, you said baseball?
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Relationship status.
Single.
Dope.
Add me on, good discussion.
Add me on Snap, Ed Drew Louise.
Let's see.
Your hand going to whack Drew.
It was getting there. Let's see. A lot of people ask who's my favorite of the two, and my answer is it depends on the day.
Sounds about right.
Either they're both against me, or one decides to like me for a day and is nice to me, and then they switch. And so really, it's just never a consistent answer. A lot of people ask how you feel about Evan.
He's fun.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Treats you right.
Yeah.
That's about all I have to say. So I don't have any issues there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boys and Evan are both shy. So, like, they don't really have, like, a close relationship. And I feel like every time Evan and I are together, like, it's, like, we're alone type thing. So, like, it's not, like, I mean, he's came on, like, family vacations and stuff like that. But all of them are, like, shy and, like, don't talk. And so that's kind of the relationship there.
Maybe Evan needs to come on a golfing trip with us.
Maybe you need to go on a golfing trip with us. You're too stingy to buy it, like, anything. Come on, golf. Or he could play Rocket League. I heard he's decent at Rocket League.
He said he's not that good anymore, but he would try.
Oh, I'm cheeks at Rocket League anyways, too, so.
Oh, okay. Someone asked, do twins usually run in the family? No. We don't know where they came from.
Like, came from a hot tub.
Hot tub.
What?
Mom went in a hot tub when she was pregnant with us, and she thinks that's why. That's why she had twins.
Are you joking?
Nope.
She said that?
Yeah, she went in a hot tub when she was pregnant with us. She said that's what she thinks, like, the eggs split.
Yeah, they started going into detail with me in the room yesterday, and I was like, I'm gonna leave.
As Amanda's brothers, what are some words that describe her as a person from your perspective?
Short. Loud.
Occasionally. Depends on the day.
Depends on the day.
We'll go with that.
It depends on if they're driving me nuts or not. What's your favorite activity to do with me? We don't really hang out.
I don't know.
I like our conversations at 2 o'clock in the morning, a little back and forth.
Yeah, me screaming, shut up!
Yeah, that's about it.
What's your favorite memory together?
Remember when we filmed that video in the kitchen with the chins?
Yes.
That was dope. I honestly don't even remember that much.
I do. When we were younger, we filmed this video. We, like, if you've, like, seen the annoying orange, I feel like that's the best way to, like, describe this. We, like, flipped our heads upside down off the table and, like, drew faces on our chins, but, like, used our mouth as, like, the mouth still, but it was upside down. And we, like, did a little skit, and our parents recorded it, and it was, like, the funniest thing ever.
New
and
video I wish coming soon.
I wish we had it still. We might need to remake it.
Oh, you know what was a good memory? You remember when we used to make forts under your bed? You remember we put that
under
blanket?
My bed?
Yeah, remember
your
we
bed.
Put that?
I thought we used to do it, like, in the living room.
No, we
downstairs.
Did, but we also put, remember we used to have that, like, cheetah print blanket? Like, it was, like, fake cheetah fur. I remember we laid that down underneath your bed and we made, like, a fort.
Underneath my bed?
I don't remember it being under your bed. I remember it being, I remember us doing something like that in the living room.
I know we did it in the living room, but I also remember doing it underneath your bed.
I don't really remember that. Oh my gosh, that was so loud in my ears.
Oh.
I hope that didn't deafen everyone. I might need to go back and cut that out. What time are we at? 19 minutes. Okay, I might need to cut
that
out.
That's on coronavirus.
Let's see. What sibling would have the greatest chance of winning the TV show Amazing Race? I don't know if I know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
I'm looking it up.
Okay, we'll come back to it. Being a twin, do you have to share a lot or want your own things?
Yeah, we have to share a lot, like a room. And with this whole coronavirus stuff going down right now, cabin fever's getting really real, and I just...
Yeah.
I need my own space, so last night we had a bit of a altercation.
That's why this podcast is going up late, because they were grumpy as heck last night, and then they just woke up at, like, 5:30 p.m., so now we're recording.
I've been up since noon.
Yeah, I've been up since, like, noon.
I don't know.
I was up. I was... Oh, my bad. I was up at, like... I was up at, like, 11:30, and then I went back to bed at, like 1
mm-hmm.
or so. But we went to McDonald's at, like, 1:30 in the morning.
Y'all need to not leave the house. I hope you can't hear our cat crying in the background. She just wants attention, and she's not getting it, so I hope you can't hear her. Being twin... Oh, wait. That's... She just sent in the same thing, retyped it. What are you... Who's making that noise?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. All of the noises.
So sensitive. It's like ASMR.
Yeah, it is. Like, you're making too much noise. It's deafening me. Do people refer to you as the twins, or by... Or both... By both of your names when talking about
they
you.
They mostly refer to us by our last name, which is...
which Louise. We will not say.
Yeah, they just call us Louise all the time. No, it honestly, it depends on the person. Some people will be like Adam and Drew, and then other people will be like... actually, I don't know.
I feel like
it's more like...
We have nicknames, so... Like,
I feel like they do it...
What's your nickname?
I can't see.
Okay.
I can't see
either.
Well, Drew's nickname is Brett. Brett F, but we're not going to go into that. And then my nickname is... Well, pretty much, I never really had... I guess I did have a nickname. We won't talk about that. But Jaden's been recently calling me AJK. So that's kind of sticking.
Okay. Jaden should give me a nickname. Jaden, if you're listening, I'll be waiting. You have 24 hours to come up with one, and I'm excited to hear it. Guys, you stop making noise. That, like, I should have you be listening through these so you could hear how much noise you're making. Someone asked if you, Billie Eilish, yay or nay?
Man, that's a tough one.
Really? I like her. She's growing on me.
Me and Drew are more into country music.
Yeah, right, more like country music, or like, you know, old school kind of.
Who's your favorite country singer?
As of right now, give me a sec.
My favorites are Morgan Wallen, Hardy, Florida Georgia Line, and Luke Combs right now.
I'm more of Brad Paisley, Sam Hunt, Toby Keith.
Sam Hunt, John Party, Luke Bryan.
Okay. We might have gotten all of them, but there were some that I was going to come back to, but we might have already answered them through someone else.
Wasn't there something about a TV show?
Oh, yeah, The Amazing Race. Did you look it up?
I looked it up. Still couldn't tell you what it is.
Okay, well,
I think I'd be the best at that.
We don't even know what it is.
It says, Romania and Siberia are on the itinerary for the first time as this hit series, which recently won its sixth consecutive Emmy Award as Outstanding Reality Competition Program, returns for another season in which 11 teams traverse one of the most grueling courses ever, a route that takes them from bone-chilling...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, let's just say, like, a giant obstacle course.
Yeah, includes the world's second tallest bungee jump.
Oh.
So,
probably me, then. I probably...
Why do you think you?
Because you're short.
Yeah, but, like, I'm short, so I can, like, kind of, like, throw myself around more... Easily?
Yeah, but Drew, you're also not level-headed even the slightest bit, so if you, like, started messing up something, I think he'd just
kill someone.
Mentally shut down.
Yeah. Okay, we're not about to roast Drew. let's see. I think we got it all. I feel like someone else asked a bunch of questions, but I'm not seeing them, so I'm a little confused. A lot of them were just repeats. All right, I guess we'll leave it at that. Is there anything else you guys want to say?
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
We'll catch you on the flippity-flop.
We'll catch you on the flippity-flop.
I have to do a part 2 sometime, you know?
Yep. If you guys enjoyed this, be sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. You can also follow me on Instagram at AmandaLouiseYT. I'm using that Instagram from now on for my podcast. I just need to stop making so many Instagrams. It's getting to be a little bit ridiculous.
I think there's something else that you started too, isn't there? Started a TikTok?
I did start a TikTok. I told them about that before. I did the intro part without you guys. Nice. So yeah, follow me on TikTok at AmandaLouiseYT. I feel like a grandmother on there, and I'm not sure how long it'll last, but for now, we're gonna do what the kids do. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. I love you all so much. Until the next episode, stay blessed and don't forget to live lovely. Bye.
Deuces, cowboy.
Deuces.
Oh my goodness.